It's been 3 weeks since the earthquake struck Port-au-Prince in Haiti, and the Obama administration has already pledged $100 million to support relief efforts there. Well, here at home, there was a city destroyed by a hurricane last September, and it's only now receiving the promised federal aid. In Galveston, Texas, the entire communities, entire neighborhoods were wiped out by Hurricane Ike, forced thousands of families from their homes, and many of them are now saying the money that's coming is too little and too late. We're joined now by the mayor of Galveston, Lyda Ann Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, can you tell us what took so long?
Government bureaucracy. But I must say that the minute the storm hit, FEMA was right here on the ground, and so was the state. It has taken time to get disaster relief money, but that's to be expected. Fortunately, the city itself had reserves set aside so that we could go to work and recovery right away.
Well, the government is now making $160 million available. I read interviews with some of the residents of Galveston saying it's too late. What's your response to that?
Well, I think that depends on what someone means by too late. People are still trying to get back in their homes. That's true. And I wish we could have gotten them back here sooner, but we're working very hard on that, and people are returning every day. Our infrastructure finally is being repaired because we do have disaster relief money and FEMA money, and we're well on our way toward recovery.
Well, I was reading some comments from people saying that Galveston is not the same anymore, that the streets are empty of homes, and that there's a couple of people said they're afraid to go out on the streets at night. What does Galveston look like?
I think that's to be expected after any catastrophic event. And there are dark streets. There are people who aren't coming home. But the city, the Chamber of Commerce, and our recovery committees are very hard at work. And so are our religious groups, helping people fund construction money and find volunteers to get them back in their houses. Anytime there's a catastrophic event like Ike, whether it was here or Katrina in New Orleans, it's at least a five-year time span before the city begins to turn around. But the point that I'd like to make is that we're well into recovery, and we're working very, very hard at it. We're not a desolate, deprived city, and the money that's coming in here from the government, I believe, is being well used to help our citizens come home and rebuild our infrastructure.
Okay, so Lyda Ann Thomas, mayor of Galveston, the money that you're talking about coming from the government is $160 million that has just become available for Galveston, Texas. And we spoke with Sterling Patrick. He's the city director there.
Well, now that's for housing. That's just for housing. There's another
right.
$111 million for infrastructure in that same distribution.
Right, but speaking of housing, we talked to Sterling Patrick. He's your city director for grants and housing, and he was talking about how residents are able to apply for financial help.
We have a great deal of money, and it does us no good if we can't serve our residents. We are looking to serve our low moderate income residents and our senior residents and our disabled residents on a first come priority basis.
Do your residents know how to get access to this these federal monies?
Oh, I believe if they don't know it, it's not because it's simply because we haven't found them. There is a lot of media. And all of our flyers all are in Spanish and English. They're in all the churches. We have church groups, and we have our recovery committees going door-to-door both here and on the mainland to let people know about this recovery money and how to get it.
You know, I'm wondering what you think as you're watching the coverage of the disaster in Haiti. I mean, some of the coverage must look familiar to you, certainly not all of it. It's different situations. But what do you think when you hear these talks about recovery efforts and rebuilding and aid?
I think it's fair for the United States. We're well known historically for helping cities and countries in trouble. And I do wish that the on-the-ground recovery efforts could have gotten to the people sooner. That's for sure. But with one airstrip, I mean, there are a lot of reasons why it didn't come as quickly as it did. But we have every reason to be supportive of trying to help the people of Haiti.
But you must understand in a way that others don't how complicated it is when you're trying to help an area that's been devastated by a natural disaster.
It's extremely complicated, and particularly when a city or a country is not prepared for a catastrophic event. We were, I think, as well prepared as we could have been for Ike. Unfortunately, Haiti was just, well, I don't have to tell you what happened to it. And it's a poor country, and it was not prepared in any way whatsoever. So all of the aid that's going there, I think, is really something that this country is good for, and I fully support it.
Mayor, I have to ask you, Galveston has lost a lot of population. Many people left after the hurricane, and they have not returned. Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll take 5 years for that to begin to change?
I hope not, because people are coming back every day. But frankly, there are people who have left and who are very happy not living on a barrier island, and so they won't come back. But there are new people coming into Galveston now, and there are new businesses opening here. So I'm sorry that some of our people won't be back, but I look forward to others coming here to take their place.
Lida Ann Thomas is the mayor of Galveston. Thanks so much.